State lawmakers go back to work in Albany today as the second half of the legislative session gets underway. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the debate over legalization of medical marijuana could become one of the high-profile issues lawmakers tackle.
At this point, the closest thing to legal medical marijuana in New York State is Governor Cuomo's plan to allow doctors to prescribe it in 20 hospitals to patients across the state. The Assembly is on board with broader legislation called the Compassionate Care Act that would legalize the use of marijuana for any certified patients. The sticking point in getting the bill into law continues to be the state Senate, run by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats. In recent months, some Republicans have publicly come out in support of legalization of medical marijuana, and some Albany lawmakers say there are at least 40 votes in favor of it, more than enough to pass the legislation. But Republican John DeFrancisco of Syracuse says that doesn't mean it'll ever come up for a vote.
I doubt that it will, in my judgment, because in order for it to be put on the floor, there has to be, since we're joint leadership, there has to be an agreement by the two leaders to put it on the floor for a vote. And that's going to be a subject of debate during the conferences.
Dean Skelos, who leads Republicans in the Senate, has opposed medical marijuana legislation in the past. But recent polls show a vast majority of New Yorkers supporting the idea, and advocates continue to push for a law. DeFrancisco says he's been feeling the pressure from constituents in recent public meetings and says he'd only support legislation that heavily regulates the substance. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.